This is the Sakar Muli of 29th of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, if you value Shiv Baba, continue to follow his Srimat. To follow Srimat means to have regard for the Father. Question. How are you children greater magicians than the Father? Answer. To make the highest on high Father your child, to make the Father your heir, and to surrender to him with your bodies, minds, and wealth is the magic of you children. Those who now make God their heir claim a right to the inheritance for 21 births. Question. For which children will the tribunal sit? Answer. The tribunal will sit for those who think about taking back what they have donated and who do disservice due to the influence of Maya. Om Shanti. The spiritual, unique Father, the one without an image, that is, the resident of a faraway land who is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and explains to his unique children. He comes from a very faraway land and teaches you through this body. Those who study automatically have yoga with the one who is teaching them. He doesn't have to say to them, O children, have yoga with your teacher, or to remember him, no. Here the Father says, O spiritual children, that one is your Father, teacher and guru. Have yoga with him, that is, remember the Father. That one is the unique Baba, the one without an image. You repeatedly forget him, and that is why you have to be told. By remembering the one who is teaching you, your sins will be burnt away. It is not the law for a teacher to say, look at me. There is great benefit in that. The Father says, simply remember me. Only with the power of this remembrance will your sins be cut away. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. The spiritual, unique Father is now looking at you children. You children consider yourselves to be souls and are also remembering the unique Father, the one without an image. You enter bodies again and again. Throughout the whole cycle, I do not enter a body. It is only at this confluence age that I come from a very faraway land to teach you children. Remember this very well. Baba is our Father, teacher and Satguru. He is the one without an image. He doesn't have a body of his own. So how does he come? He says, I have to take the support of matter, the support of a mouth. I am without an image. All of you have images. I definitely need a chariot. He would not come in a horse chariot. The Father says, I enter this body. The one who is number one then becomes the last number. Those who are Satopradhan then become Tamopradhan. So the Father teaches them in order to make them Satopradhan once again. He explains, it is you children who have to conquer these five vices in this kingdom of Ravan and become conquerors of the world. You children remember that the Father without an image is teaching you. If you don't remember the Father, how would your sins be burnt away? You only hear these things now at the confluence age. Once something happens at this time, it will then repeat after a cycle. This is such a good explanation. A very broad and unlimited intellect is needed for this. This is not a spiritual gathering of a sage or holy man, etc. You call that one your father and also your child. You know that he is your father and also your child. We give an inheritance of everything we have to that child and claim the inheritance for 21 births from the father. We hand over all the rubbish to the father and claim the sovereignty of the world from him. You say, Baba, on the path of devotion we said, when you come, we will surrender ourselves to you completely with our bodies, minds and wealth. A physical father also surrenders himself to his children. So here you have found the father without an image. Remember him and your sins will be burnt away and you will return home. This is such a long journey. Look where the father comes, into this old kingdom of Ravan. He says, it is not in my fortune to receive a pure body. How do I come to make the impure ones pure? I have to enter the impure world and purify everyone. Therefore, you should also value such a teacher. There are many who don't know how to value him. This is also meant to happen in the drama. All are needed, number-wise, in a kingdom. So all types are created here. The condition of those who are to attain a low status is that they will not study or stay in remembrance of the Father. That one is the unique Father, the one without an image. Even his activity is spiritual. No one else can have his part. That Father comes and teaches you such an elevated study. So you also have to value him. You have to follow his Srimat. However, Maya repeatedly makes you forget. Maya is so powerful that she even makes good children fall. The Father makes you so wealthy, but Maya completely sculpts you. If you want to be saved from Maya, you definitely have to remember the Father. There are very good children who belong to the Father and who then belong to Maya, don't even ask. They become very strong traitors. Maya catches hold of them completely by their noses. There is the saying, the alligator ate the elephant. However, no one understands the meaning of that. The father explains everything very clearly. Some children understand, but it is number-wise, according to the efforts they make. Some are not able to imbibe anything at all. This is such a very elevated study that they are unable to imbibe it. The father says that they don't have the fortune of a kingdom. Some are uck flowers and others are fragrant flowers. This is a variety garden. Such ones are also needed. In a kingdom, you will find maids and servants too. how else would you find maids and servants? The kingdom is created here. You will find all types, maids, servants, cremators, etc. A kingdom is being established. It is a wonder. The Father is making you so elevated. Therefore, whilst remembering such a Father, let tears of love flow. You are becoming beads of the rosary. You say, Baba, you are so unique. Look how you come and teach us impure ones in order to make us pure. Although people worship Shiva on the path of devotion, they don't understand that he is the purifier. Nevertheless, they continue to call out, O purifier, come. Come and make us into beautiful deities. The Father obeys the orders of you children, and when he comes, he says, Children, become pure. There is upheaval because of this. The Father is wonderful. He says to you children, Remember me, and your sins will be cut away. The Father knows that he is talking to you souls. It is souls that do everything. It is souls that perform sinful karma. It is souls that then experience suffering through their bodies. There will be the tribunal for you, and especially for the children, who become worthy of doing service, and who then become traitors. Only the Father knows how Maya swallows you. Baba, I was defeated. I dirtied my face. Now forgive me. You have fallen and now belong to Maya. So how can there be forgiveness? Those souls then have to make a lot of effort. There are many who are defeated by Maya. The Father says, Having made a donation to the Father here, do not take it back. Otherwise everything will finish. There is the example of Harishchandra. After making a donation, you have to remain very cautious. If you take it back, there will be 100-fold punishment. A very low status will then be received. You children know that a kingdom is being established. All the others who establish a religion do not have a kingdom in the beginning. A kingdom can only exist when there are 5 to 6 million, and there can then be a large crowd. In the beginning, only 1 or 2 come down, and then growth takes place. You know that Christ will come in some form. The one who is number 1 will then definitely exist in the last number, in the form of a beggar. Christians would instantly say that Christ exists somewhere at this time in the form of a beggar. It is understood that he has to take rebirth. Everyone definitely has to become Tamopradhan. At this time, the whole world is Tamopradhan and in a state of total decay. This old world is definitely to be destroyed. Christians also say that 3,000 years before Christ, there was heaven, and that will definitely exist again. However, who would explain all of these things? The Father says, Some children don't have that stage as yet. They repeatedly write and say, I am unable to stay in yoga. Baba understands from the activity of the children. They are even afraid to give their news to Baba. The Father loves you, children, very much. He salutes you with love. But some children have arrogance. Maya makes even very good children forget. Baba can understand it. He says, I am knowledgeful. Jane Jananhar, one who knows everything, doesn't mean that I know what is inside each one. Have I come here to teach you or to read you? I don't read anyone. Even this corporeal one doesn't read anyone. He has to forget everything. So what would he read? You come here to study. The path of devotion is separate. There has to be a reason for falling. It is only through those things that you fall. This play of the drama is predestined. By reading the scriptures on the path of devotion and coming down, you become Tamopradhan. You don't want to stay in this dirty world anymore at all. After the Iron Age, there will then be the Golden Age. This is now the Confluence Age. All of these things have to be imbibed. Only the Father explains these things. All the rest of the world have Godrej locks on their intellects. You understand that those who had divine virtues have now become those with devilish traits. The Father explains, now forget all the things of the path of devotion. Only listen to the things that I now tell you. Hear no evil. Now listen to me alone. I have now come to take you across. You are the godly community. You have been created through the lotus lips of Prajapita Brahma. All of you children are adopted. He is called Adidev. He is called Mahavir too. You children are also Mahavirs, who gain victory over Maya with the power of yoga. The Father is called the ocean of knowledge. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, gives you platefuls of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. He makes you very prosperous. Those who imbibe knowledge claim a high status. Those who do not imbibe it will definitely claim a low status. You receive limitless treasures from the Father. There is the story of Ala Avaldin, Aladdin and the Magic Lamp. You also know that you will not lack anything there. The Father gives you the inheritance for 21 births. The Unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance. Even whilst receiving a limited inheritance, people definitely remember the Unlimited Father. O God, have mercy, give blessings. No one knows what he is going to give you. You now understand that Baba is making you into the masters of the world. It is also shown in the pictures that establishment takes place through Brahma. Brahma is sitting in front of you in an ordinary form. When establishment takes place, he would surely be made the instrument for it. The Father explains so clearly. You are unable to explain fully. On the path of devotion, people go in front of Shankar and say, fill our aprons. Souls say, I am poverty stricken, fill my apron, make me like that. You have now come here to fill your aprons. You say that you want to become Narayan from an ordinary human. This study is to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Who would want to go to an old world? However, not everyone will go to the new world. Some will go into a 25% old world. There will definitely be something missing then. If you give even a little message to someone, you will definitely become a master of heaven. Everyone now is a master of hell. The king, queen, and subjects are all masters of hell. There they were double crowned. They are not that anymore. Nowadays, no one believes in religion. The deity religion has finished. It is remembered religion is might. Because of them not believing in any religion, there is no power left. The father explains, sweetest children, from being worthy of worship, you became worshippers. You take 84 births, do you not? We are Brahmins, who then become deities, who then become warriors. The whole cycle enters your intellects. We continue to go around this cycle of 84 births, and we now have to return home. No impure ones can go there. It is souls that become pure and impure. Alloy is mixed into the gold. It is not mixed into the jewelry. This is the fire of knowledge in which all of your alloy will be removed and you will become real gold and you will then receive such beautiful jewelry. Souls are now impure and so they bow down in front of those who are pure. It is souls that do everything. The father now explains, children, simply remember me alone, constantly, and your boats will go across. You will become pure and go to the pure world. It now depends on how much effort each of you makes. Continue to give this introduction to everyone. Those are limited fathers, and this one is the unlimited father. It is only at the confluence age that the father comes to give you the inheritance of heaven. Therefore, you have to remember such a father. Do students ever forget their teacher? However, here, Maya continues to make you forget. You have to remain very cautious. This is a battlefield. The father says, now do not fall into vice. Do not become dirty. You now have to go to heaven. Only by becoming pure will you become the masters of the pure new world. I give you the sovereignty of the world. Is this a small thing? Simply become pure in this one birth. If you don't become pure now, you will fall down. There is a lot of temptation. By conquering vice, you will become the masters of the world. You can tell them clearly that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the Guru of the world, is the one who grants salvation to the whole world. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Fill the apron of your intellect with the imperishable jewels of knowledge and become prosperous. Do not show any type of arrogance. 2. After becoming worthy of doing service, do not then become a traitor and do disservice. After making a donation, you have to remain very, very cautious. Never think about taking anything back. Blessing. May you be a lighthouse who dispels darkness by having a direct connection with God's light. You children have a direct connection with God's light. Simply switch on your awareness of self-respect using a direct line, and there will be light. No matter how dark the clouds that try to hide the light of the sun are, they too will disperse. In this way, you yourself will remain light anyway, and you will also become a lighthouse for others. Slogan. Become intense in your efforts on yourself, and then from your vibrations, the Maya of others will quickly run away. Om Shanti.